So I've been twisting my mind around this unfunded liabilities thing, seeing if it's like mostly narrative or if it's truly a problem. Like, is this accounting? Is this how we see the problem? So I'm thinking about it. It's like, you know, the hard line is that there wasn't enough foresight. That's where we all feel left out in the cold. And that card has to be played, just so people hear each other. Hey, you're not meeting our needs. Why should we help you with yours? But it's not a defection thing, because we want to keep it up. We want to keep it together. We want to make this work, because we have to. And if we have administration, we have municipal services, and we have, you know, the cost of doing these things, you know, with the roads and all that, we can make it work, but we got to look at it differently. The problem is looking at the liabilities as though they're static value. You know, they call actuarial assumptions what's going to cost, but it's the same thing, it's the same necessities spread out over time. So it's kind of granted that it's a changing, like an inflationary cost, but it doesn't change the value of it. It's inherent value. So these actuarial assumptions are related to the value of the workload ratio of on-hand equity to on-hand cost. And that's their payout schedule and their collections and income. Various points along the way, they do various types of cost-benefit analysis and hopefully some realistic modeling of contingencies, you know, worst-case scenarios, threat modeling, you know, like how you look at the problems of, like, security. It's need. We've made a commitment. Everybody's given their opinion here and there. We have plenty of data. And we just have this bizarro rift of, like, looking at the need for the way that the business succeeds, or how we define success, of a profitable endeavor or a life, like, because it's bizarre just thinking about it. It's like there's our valuations unhinged, our actual comprehensive scale valuations are disjointed. We have the the commitment need dynamic with reciprocal contribution. One aspect is diminishing returns, and one aspect is the perception of accelerating returns and the idealization of that. The narrative's like, you can only go up from here. It's like what people expect from Apple computers, and somehow it trickles, that's what trickles down. And it only trickles down to the minds of the goofball administrators and municipalities that have such small minds that they don't, you know, see them as being one to one equal ratio. Every problem is an integer with an plus one solution integer. there's this array of valuations based on the fact that like some people are worth more than others. But I think that comes out of the fact that so many things cost so darn much. And now, here we go. As we are able to model these things more accurately, we're able to see, we're able to see that there's, you know, predictable margins and you know, there's a lower cost, there's a lower marginal cost, transferable benefit, you know, this awareness dynamic due to dynamic agents and dynamic awareness. That's a transferable benefit that creates replicable results with predictable margins. That leads to, again, more accurate modeling, lower diversity of the workload. You have people with, you know, greater security, leading to them being able to make value judgments versus critical imperative actions, responses. You got need, and you got data, to back it up. And the comfort tells you what kind of an opportunity you have. Security level, as related to the you know, diversity of your workload, whether you want more or less. You know, if you want more, you have new experiences. If you want less, you have greater bandwidth. Both ways, you achieve an increased ability. With that increased ability, you have diversified opportunity. Which brings us to the insurance model. We have Netflix, we have Netflix's billing model, subscriptions, the subscription set schedule, which helps distribute the cost, lowering the cost. We have Amazon's fulfillment model, which is good, where they do the goods, the tasks, you can do micro work. There's even a greater diversity now of all sorts of cool stuff that you can do like that. So we could bring that into job training and also the need fulfillment of the workload of a municipality, bringing the administrative costs down. Can replace the city manager with an algorithm. And when it comes to funding these liabilities of these integers, these people who have a need, which is no different than anyone else's need, we can keep lowering the cost to increase security and spread out the benefit. Distribute the benefit, distribute the cost, lower the cost. We have Lemonade Insurance, which is a great model to look at how we can just cut out these aspects that cost too much, which is people that have to get paid before we can get our dots connected. In reality, it should cost however much it costs, you know, via energy and real tangible elements. Example, a seed, soil, water, light, and time. Doesn't take that long or that much, but the result is inherent. You can make it harder, you can make it easier, totally mess the whole job up. But really, it's a clear-cut process, growth. And it's like this, like folding growth. It's not a expanding growth. It's Hilbert's curves. You get more information to a smaller space. You can get more out of less because you have tangible valued backing. You know, that means that you got equity based on the highest valuable life equality assurances, you know, requirements. You got food, water, waste and harm reduction. If you have these things in place, you can deal with other challenges. You know, the next would be like housing and then purpose. And I think all of our purpose could be wrapped up, folded up into this Hilbert's curve concept that evaluates itself, pushes itself, pays for itself, and thinks about itself for ourselves in the future so that we can, you know, see what this is like, see what else is out there, see what it's like to not have to live with constant war. Just with lower cost. Food closer at hand, fresher. What's it like to feel a little bit healthier? It's that simple.